The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Sanhedrin, this Masechet has been sponsored anonymously. Nirfu'ah Shinema Dina Bat Sara. Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Rifuata Nefesh, Rifuata Guf, Rifuata. Romana Bovechin Yirason, Renomar Amen. Dav Tzaditet. Today's Dav is being studied in Nunashmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenichanu Began Eden Amen. Today's Dav is being studied in Rifuat Shelema, Dina Batzara, Enna Rifanala. Rifuata Nefesh, Rifuata Guf, 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 one, two, three, four lines, five lines after they get wide. First word on the line, Mashemo. So Gemara now is discussing what is the name of the Mashiach. The Bere Bishila Amre Shilo Shemo. Shene Emar Ad Ki Yabo Shilo. Until Shilo comes, Shilo is Mashiach. The Bere Bianai Amar Yinon Shemo. Shneemar Yishemo Le'olam Lefne Shemesh. The Mashiach was already created even before the Shemesh was created. Mashiach is one of the seven things that was created before the world. Yinon Shemo. And his name is indeed Yinon. The Bere Bihanina Amar Hanina Shemo. Shneemar Ashidlo Etin Lechem Hanina. Not going to bring you Hanina, which is the Mashiach. The Yeshomim Menachem Hiskiya Shemo. Shneemar Kirahak Memeni Menachem Meshiv Nafshi. Menachem Meshiv Nafshi is going to return our soul. He is far from me. That is also a reference to the Mashiach. Mashiach didn't come yet. Verabbanan Amri Hivarta Deberabi. Hivarta Deberabi is the Mitzora, the leper, Shilbet Rabbi of the house of Rabbi. Shneemar, as the Pasuk says, Achen Cholayenu. Who nasa, he carries our sickness, umachobenu sevalam, and he sovel our pains, ba'anachnu hashavnu nagua. And we know him to be nagua. Nagua is like what sara, with leprosy. Muke Elohim mu'onne. Muke, he has makot on him, and his body is under affliction. So he's like the tzara'at.
Rabbi, did they say anything about, like, Rav Shila says Shiloh, Rav Shila says you know him?
Absolutely. They were all connected to their understanding of what Mashiach was based on their name, which is their neshama, which is their hasagot. That's the way they looked at it. Absolutely. The reason why they say Shilbet Rabbi is because he was from the descendants of Rabbi. The Rabbi is from David HaMelech. So they say the one from Rabbi's house that is in Nagua. That's why, incidentally, we call the Mashiach Mashiach. It's Mashiach is Rashi Tevot, all the names. Menachem, Shiloh, Yinon, and Hanina. So as an acronym, we call him the Mashiach, which includes all the names. Amar of Nahman, Imin Hayayahu. If the Mashiach's alive today, Rav Nahman said, Kegon Ana, I would be him. Shin Emar, Vaya Adiro Mimenu Umoshlo Mikirbo Yitze. The Mashiach's going to be a leader. It's going to be a Moshel. Rav Nahman was connected. He was related to the Resh Galut. He also had Moshel. He also had power. The Suk says, Lo Yasur Shivat Mihuda. Yehuda has the leadership. And Rav Nachman was the son-in-law of the Resh Galut. So he said, I have that same trait that Mashiach. Mistamer Rav Nachman was also from Malchut Ben David, from the David family. So therefore he says, if anybody's in the generation suitable, I am. Amarav, Imin Hayayahu, Mashiach's alive in our generation, Kegon Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Indeed, if there's any suitable candidate, must be Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Rashi says, not Kegon, it's Landavka Kegon, meaning he meant to say, it is Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He is the Mashiach. Imin Metayahu, but if the Mashiach already is dead, then if I had to take a guess who it was, Daniel Ish Hamudot. It would be Daniel Ish Hamudot. Now Why were those chosen as the candidates? Look at Rashi. Imin Hayayahu Kegon Rabin Wakadosh. Im Mashiach Meotan Shahim Akshav Vadai Ainu Rabin Wakadosh. The Sobel Tahaluim, she suffered afflictions. The Rabin Wakadosh was Baal Yasurin. The Hasid Gamur Avar, he was a total Hasid. Fits the categories. Similarly, Daniel, as she says, Dimaya Meotan Shemetu Kavara had Daniel Ishamudot. She did not be Yasurin. Biguvarayot. The Hasid Gamur Aya. And it says, "Vay kegon lav davka." It means it's mamash. It's not kegon. It is. So comes the Gemara and says, "Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Ati the Kadosh Baruch Hu la'amid lahem David Acher." There's going to be another David that comes out of the Davidic dynasty. Shneimar ve'avdu et Hashem Elohim ve'David Malkam Asher Akim lahem. Akim is future. There'll be a future David. Hekim lo ne'emar, not the old one that was Hekim. That was established in the old days. Ela Akim, future. Amar le Rabbi Abaye v'Ketiv v'David Avdi Nasi lahem le'olam. Says David is going to be the Nasi, which means he's going to be the Mashiach. David Avdi Nasi le'olam. Gemara says Kegon Kesar u'Palge Kesar. It's like the Caesar and the Vice Caesar, like the President, the Vice President. Mashiach is going to be the King. That's going to be the new David. The old David is going to be the Nasi to the Mashiach. So it's like Kesar u. Palgei Kesar, the Caesar and his viceroy. Rashi, Melech v'shenilo. Ken David ha'chadash, Melech, kedekhtiv v'David malkam, asher hakim v'David ha'melech shenilo, kedekhtiv nasi lahem v'lo katuv Melech. So, one Mashiach will be the Melech, one Mashiach will be the Nasi. Darash Rabbi Simlai, my dekhtiv, hoi, ha'mit'avim et yom Hashem, those that are waiting for the day of Hashem, for Mashiach, למה זה לכם יום השם? What are you anticipating? What do you want it for? הוא חושך ולא אור. After all, it is darkness and not light. משל לתנגול ועטלף. משל of the rooster and the bat. שהיו מצפים לאור. They were anticipating daylight. אמר לתנגול ועטלף. So the rooster tells the bat. אני מצפה לאורה שלי. I anticipate light because I can see. I know what light is. What are you anticipating? You're a bat. You're just in darkness. And the same thing, the Jewish people, we can anticipate the Geulah, because to us it's going to be Yom Hashem, it's going to be a day of light. But the Goyim, why would they anticipate the coming of the Mashiach? On the contrary, for them, it is only darkness. That's what they mean. Es Rabbi Abahu. Ematay ata Mashiach. He said, hey, when's Mashiach coming? Amale lechihafe lehu hashocha leanu enche. When darkness will cover people like you. Amale milat kai laiteli. Are you cursing me? The mean told the rabbi. Amale, I'm not cursing, it's a pasuk. Kra ketiv. Kene hachoshech yechase eres. Darkness is going to cover the earth. Ba'arafil le'umim, and the fog is going to cover the nations. Ba'alaych Yizrach Hashem, but over the Jewish people will Yizrach Hashem, the light. Uchbodo alaych yira'eh. So when will the light of Mashiach shine on Klal Yisrael? At the time that the darkness is going to shine on the enemies of Klal Yisrael, on the minim, on those that don't believe. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yemot HaMashiach, okay, how long is it going to last? The Messianic era. Different shitot, Rabbi Eliezer Omer 40 shana. It's a 40 year situation. Like it says in Tehilim, 40 shana akut bedor. Rashi says, akut bedor, ekach Yisrael ve'emloch alehem. I'm going to take the Jewish people and rule over them. Kemon nekte, like to be noket, to take 40 shana, akut bedor. Bedor katan, a small generation, shana 40 shana. Shu meshune medorot shel fanenu. That's different than a regular generation. There's going to be many differences in that generation of Mashiach. So it's 40 shana. It's a 40-year situation. Hashem yikach et Yisrael v'yimloch alehem b'meshek 40 shana. Okay. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah omer 70 shana. 70 years. Shnei Emar, והיה ביום ההוא ונשכח הצור 70 שנה כי ממלך אחד. What's that talking about? He says here, that's talking about David המלך. ולדברים פירוש העניין הוא שחינם מלך צור קרב ברית עם דוד. חינם made a treaty with David and שלמה, אבל אחרי מות שלמה, they broke the treaty. And therefore they got punished for 70 years. So it says the pasuk, והיה ביום ההוא ונשכח הצור 70 שנה, כי מלך אחד. Who's מלך אחד? איזו מלך מיועד? אבי אומר, זה משיח. The messianic era is going to be like the 70 years that he got punished. חינם מלך צור. Just like that lasted 70 years, this is also going to last 70 years. רבי אומר שלושה דורות, three generations, שני אמר, יראו חיים שמש, ולפני הריח, דור דורים, three generations. ראשי כלומר, בעדי משיח שכתב בו לפני שמש ינון שמו. We just said in the pasuk before that, that the Mashiach is compared to the sun. ולפני הריח, לפני מלכות בן דוד, שנפתח כריח, before the מלכות of בן דוד, which is compared to a moon, יראו כאן דור דורים. בית וגימה. Okay, three generations basically, that's the point of the pasuk. Shemesh is a reference to the Mashiach. לפני שמש ינון שמו, like we said. יראו is representing the Davidic dynasty. So it says, יראוך עם שמש, you'll be seen with the Mashiach. ולפני הריח, and in front of בית דוד, דור דורים will be three generations. רבי הלל אומר, אין להם משיח לישראל. Not going to be no Mashiach. God is going to redeem the Jewish people, but it's not going to come in the form of the Mashiach. שכבר אכלוהו בימי חזקיה. We saw this in today's daf. They benefited all the perks, whatever it says about Mashiach, was already enjoyed in the times of Hezekiah. So therefore, those things came true already. Amar of Yosef, Shara le Marel Rabbi Hillel. God should forgive Rabbi Hillel. Hezekiah ematava. When did Hezekiah live? Bebayit Rishon, first Beit HaMikdash. Vilu Zechariah kam mitnabe bebayit sheni. Zechariah prophesied in the second Beit HaMikdash. ואמר, גילי מאוד בציון, רג'ויס בציון, הריעי בת ירושלים, הנה מלכך יבוא לך, your king is going to come, צדיק ונושעו, is a צדיק and is going to be a redeemer, אני ורוכב על חמור, it's a poor man riding on a donkey, like we said, ועל עיר בין התונות. So זכריה לומד in the second temple, after he still was prophesizing on the coming of a Mashiach. So how could Rabbi Hillel say, that Hezekiah's generation fulfilled the messianic prophecy, and therefore there's no Mashiach. You see, not like that. The prophet Zechariah the kingdom after was prophesizing on the future of Mashiach. Tanyaidach. The Bili Ezer Omer, Yemot the Mashiach 40 Shana, 40 year situation. Ketivaka ve'anecha ve'ya'ibecha. We were in the desert. We were tortured, we were starving, ve'ya'kilecha, and he gave us the man. וכתיב אתם, it says by Mashiach, שמחנו כמות עניתנו שלא תהינו רעה. Make us happy like the years that we had עינוי. So we have גזירה שווה. What were the years of עינוי that we had in another place? 40 years. And it says, שמחנו כמות עניתנו. So therefore, Mashiach is going to last for 40 years. רבי דוסה אומר, 400 שנה. It's a 400 year situation. כתיבך ועבדו ועינו אותם 400 שנה. ועינו. By 400 years by Mitzrayim. Samechenu kemot enitanu. Back to the Samechenu kemot enitanu, like the Inui of Mitzrayim. 400 years. Rabbi Omer, 365 shana. 365 years. Kiminyan yimot ha'ama. 1 year for every day of the solar calendar. Shneimar, ki yom nakam bilibi, ushnat geulai ba'a. That the geula, it says, is going to be 1 year. Now, if it's going to be 1 year, how did you get 365 years? So, look at Rashi. She says, in the first column, the last Rashi there, Ushnat Geuli Ba'al Yom Nakam Shel Meragelim. It's going to be a year corresponding to the years of the Meragelim. 40 Yom. Ma Yom Nakam Shel Meragelim Shana Achat Bechol Yom. The Meragelim were 40 days. And each day they got punished a year. Kedichtiv yom nashana, kach shnat geuli. so to the year of my salvation. Ba'as shana liyom, shana liyom. Shinekol yom ba'yom shel shana zu ha'ketubah shnat gulim. So it's 25 days, because that's a year, it's going to be a shana, corresponding to the days of the Meragelim, which each day is corresponding a year. So 365 is 65 years. Okay? There you have it. Ki yom nakam b'libi. It's going to be like the day corresponding the day of the Meragelim. Okay? My yom nakam b'libi. What is the day of revenge in God's heart? Amar Rabbi Yohanan. God says, Lilibi giliti. Le'baray lo giliti. God says, I kept the day of the Mashiach in my heart, but I did not reveal it to my limbs. Meaning God did not say it out. Kept it inside. She says, Shelo, tzeti davar mipi. God did not verbalize the date. Mipi, she'ayu evarai yukhulim l'shmoa. That my limbs would be able to hear it. Aval, bilibi ayat tamun adavar. It was in God's heart, so to speak. B'shmo melekish amar, lilibi giliti. The Malachi Asheret Ogiliti. Even the Malachim, they were not privy of this information. Tane Avimi Bered Rabbi Abahu. Yemot Mashiach the Israel Shiva'at Alafim Shana. Okay, new Shita. The Yemot Mashiach is going to last 7,000 years. Shnei Amar Umsos Hatan Al Kala Yasis Alayich Elokayich. And just like you have Simchat Chatan Mekala, you have Shivat Yemei Meshteh, 7 day party. And we know each day of God is 1,000 years. So therefore, 7 day party, because it says the Mashiach is going to be like a Chatan Mekala, so 7,000 years. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Yemot the Mashiach, Ki Miyom Shenivra Olam Ve'ad Achshav. Which means, the Yemot the Mashiach is going to last from the beginning of time till the time the Mashiach comes. However many years that is, that's all the Mashiach comes. As she says, no, not you yet on that. Alright, God promised that we're going to be in Eretz Yisrael for the amount of time from the beginning of the creation. Now that cannot have happened yet, because how many years will we be in Israel basically? Not that much. When they came into Israel to the Churban Sheni, let's see, it's about 1,270 years. 440 from when they entered in terms of Yeshua to the Beit HaMikdash, and then 410 for the first Beit HaMikdash, and then 420 for the second Beit HaMikdash. And they didn't go into Israel until like the year 2449. Oh no, 2448. So therefore, we were only in Israel for 1,200 years, and the world lasted almost double. So therefore, that cannot be fulfilled already. So it must be when the times of Mashiach, this pasuk is going to be fulfilled, that we're going to be in Eretz Yisrael, the amount of time from the beginning of the creation till now. That didn't happen yet, because we were only in Israel for 1,200 years.
But if it comes to that, it's another 5,600.
Right, it'll be 5,600, exactly. Okay. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzhak Amar, Kimei Noach Ad Achshav. Okay, you come from Noach. From Noach to Mashiach, that's how many years going to list. Shnei Amar, Kimei Noach Zot Li Ashin Eshbachti. Read the words Kimei, which literally means the waters, read it like Kimei, like the days. Like from the days of Noah, Hashem Ishbarti. Just like those days that God promised from the times of Noah not to bring a Mabul again, that's how long God is going to wait not to destroy the world after Mashiach comes. It seems after that God is going to destroy the world. So just like the amount of time that God promised from the times of Noah till now not to destroy the world, that's going to be how long God's going to not to destroy the world from Mashiach comes till that point. Look at that sheet. Kimei Noach. Kemo Kimei Noach. Ki hashbon ha-shanim shenimsa biyado le'otan zman shenishma Hashem avor me Noach od ala'arsh ki כן נשמעתי כפי יותר חשבון נשמעתי מכסוף עליך מגעורבך. It's the same amount of years that I promised not to destroy the world after Mashiach. Come, Shiloh HaHalim et Olamid HaHal Shevo Mashiach Shekhle Zeh HaZman. Okay. Amar Rabbi Chaya Bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yohanan. Kol HaNabiyim Kulam Lo Nitnabiyu Ela Limot HaMashiach. All the prophecies that we have, the good things and the Berachot that it talks about, that's all referring to the times of Mashiach. Aval Le'olam Abba. When it comes to Olam Abba, nobody saw that. Only God knows what's going to be in Olam Abba. No prophet even has gazed at the Olam Abba, what it's going to be. You just have to wait for it. You got to wait for it. Ufliga de Shmuel, this argues on Shmuel. Amar Shmuel, in bin Olam Azeh limot Mashiach, ela she'abud malchuyot bilvad. He says, not going to be too much difference between today and when Mashiach comes. Except Shi'abud Malchuyot. What is Shi'abud Malchuyot? We're going to subjugate the Goyim under us. The Goyim are going to be subjugated under the Jewish people. So therefore, all the Berachot that are written in the prophets, not talking about the Mashiach time, because according to Shmuel, there's going to be no difference between the times of Mashiach from now. So he holds that all those berachot that are written in the times of the Nevi'im is referring to Olam Abba. So we have a machloket. Is the prophecies of the Nevi'im referring to Mashiach time or Olam Abba time? Shmuel holds it's Olam Abba. All the berachot that you see in the prophets, that's all for the Ba'alei Teshuvah. But tzadikim gemurim, but the tzadik gemur, then only God knows the reward for the tzaddik. Ufdiga de Rabbi Abu, it's arguing on Rabbi Abu, the Amar Abu, Makom Shibali Teshuva Omdim Sham. Tzaddikim Enam Omdim Sham. The place where the Ba'alei Teshuva stand, even the greatest tzaddikim cannot stand there, which implies that what? The Ba'alei Teshuva is on a higher level. Shneimar, as the Pasuk says, Shalom, Shalom, La Rachok, Vela Karov. Peace be on the Rachok and the Karov. What is Rachok and Karov? Beresha Rahok Vahadar Karov. First the Rahok and then the Karov. Now what does Rahok mean? It's my Rahok. Rahok the Mi'ikara. The one that was initially far and then he made Teshuvah. That's why they call him Rahok. It's about Teshuvah. Well, my Karov, Karov the Mi'ikara, Udahashta. The Karov means he was always close. What does the Pasuk say? Shalom, Shalom, the Rahok, but the Karov. The Rahok is going to be closer than the Karov. He's first. The Rahok is someone that was distant and came close, as opposed to someone that was close always. So that proves Rav Abu that says what? That the Ba'alei Teshuvah is on a higher level. And therefore, all these things that are written in the Pasukim, that's for the Tzadikim. But the Ba'al Teshuvah, according to him, we don't even know what the reward of the Ba'al Teshuvah is. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, according to Rabbi Yochanan that says that the Tzadik Amur is greater than the Ba'al Teshuvah, how did you learn the Pasuk, L'Rachok V'L'Karov? So he says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, L'Rachok Shu Rachok Me'Avera. Rachok meaning he was always far from sin. He never sinned, that's how he learns the word Rachok. V'L'Karov Shu Karov Me'Avera V'Trachak Memena. That he was close to sin. And then he distances himself. So he learns that the tzaddik goes before the Ba'al Teshuvah. V'amar Rav Chaya Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Kol Hanevi'im Kulan, Lo Nitnabiu Ela Lemasi Bito L'Tamid Chacham, Vel'Oseh Pragmatiya L'Tamid Chacham, V'Mehaneh L'Tamid Chacham M'Nechasav. Aval Tamidei Chachamim Atzmam, Ayin Lo'Ra'ata Elohim Zu'atecha. All the prophets, they prophesied on the person that marries his daughter to a Tamid Chacham. That's a big thing. He marries his daughter to a Tamid Chacham. So he takes Tamid Chacham as a son-in-law. All the berachot that are written in the prophets is referring to the father-in-law of the Tamid Chacham, the one that gave his daughter to the Tamid Chacham. Or somebody that does business with the Tamid Chacham to give the Tamid Chacham panasa. Or he's mehaneh Tamid Chacham in the chasav. He benefits the Tamid Chacham from his assets. He gives the Tamid Chacham money. But Tamid Chacham is atzman, I know that. But nobody knows the reward, what's going to be for the Tamid Chacham itself. We only know the reward for those that connect themselves to the Tamid Chachamim. But to the one that the Tamid Chacham itself, I know that. My ayin lo ra'ata. What do you mean the eye never saw? Amar Rabbi Yoshua Ben-Levi, Zeyayin Amshumar Ba'anava Meshit Shemem Bereshit. Oh, deep concepts. This is the special wine that's sitting on its grapes, the vat. You know, it's the biggest pleasure of this world is wine. So they talk about the special wine that the tzaddikim are going to have, the achamim are going to have, la'atid davo, the wine that's being fermented already, sitting on its grapes from shish chimei ma'aseh bereshit, old wine. Ya'ina mishuma, nobody ever saw it. It's sealed. It's covered. V'im tomar, I'm sorry, nishtakish amar, ze eden. The reward for the Tamid HaChemim is in a place called Eden. Lo ra'ata ayin me'olam. And nobody ever saw Eden before. V'im tomar Adam hechandar. What do you mean? Where did Adam Rishon live? Didn't he live in Gan Eden? He says, no, Bagan. He lived in Gan. V'im tomar Gan hu Eden. Well, I thought it's the same thing. Gan Eden. I thought it's the same place. Gemara says, Tamud Lomar, V'nahar yotze mi'eden. Lashkot et Gan. And a river came from Eden to irrigate the Gan. So you see, Eden is one place and Gan is another place. So the tzaddik, the Tamid HaKam goes to Eden. Now we don't know where he was. Okay, we are done with that piece. Now we go back to the Mishnah. Probably forgot what the Mishnah said, what the next piece of the Mishnah is. Ha'omer en Torah min ha-shamayim. Somebody says the Torah is not from Shamayim. That Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah, even one pasuk, one word, Eno halek la'olam abba. Taru rabanan. The pasuk says in Bamidbar, Ki devar Hashem baza. He was mevazeh, disparaged the word of God. Vit mitzvato hefar, and he was mevatel the mitzvah. Hikaret tekaret. The person will receive karet. What is he doing? What is this guy? Devar Hashem Baza. Ze omer en Torah min Hashamayim. That's Devar Hashem Baza. The Torah is not from Shamayim. He says it's not from God. Moshe Rabbeinu said it on his own. Devar Acher. Ki Devar Hashem Baza ze apikoros. Gemara will explain to us what an apikoros is. Devar Acher. Ki Devar Hashem Baza ze megale panim b'Torah. He distorts the Torah. Distorts the explanations of the Torah. Vet mitzvato hefar. What is mitzvata hefar? He mevatel the mitzvah. Zem mefir berit basar. He doesn't circumcise himself. That's the berit. He's mevatel berit milah. And what's the punishment for these two things? Hekaret tekaret. Hekaret ba'olam hazeh tekaret le'olam haba. Mikan amar Rabbi Elazar. It's a Mishnah and Pirkei Avot. Hamodai. Hamehalel et hakodashim. What's mehalel et hakodashim? Somebody that, I guess, eats the terumah or the korbanot betumah. So he's causing them to become mechulalim. Ve'mevazet ha-mo'adot. What is mevazet ha-mo'adot? Rashi says, cholo shel mo'ed. Guys, doesn't treat cholo mo'ed in the right respect. You're not supposed to go to work. You have to have a saudah. Special clothes. So these things over here is considered devar Hashem baza. You took the word of God and you were mevazet. That's the second part of the pasuk. That's also Devar Hashem Baza. He distorts the interpretations of the Torah. He embarrasses his friend in public. Even though he has good deeds and Torah in his repertoire, he indeed loses his chedek la'olam abba. Wow. Of course, it's talking about we didn't make teshuvah. If you made teshuvah, and davar ha'omed b'fnei teshuvah. Tanya idach, ki davar Hashem baza. Ki davar Hashem baza. Ze ha'omed en Torah min ha'shamayim. That's davar Hashem baza. He says, Torah is not min ha'shamayim. Ve'afidu amar kol ha'Torah kolah min ha'shamayim. No Torah is min ha'shamayim. Chutz b'pasuk ze. Shelo amaru ha'kadosh baruch hu ela Moshe b'pi atzmo. Oh, everything's been at Shemaim except one pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu said. Zehu ki davar Hashem baza. Ve'afilu amar kol ha'Torah kolah min ha'shamayim chutz midikduk ze. Meaning this extra letter, this vav, this one letter. Mikal v'chomer ze, except this one kal v'chomer was not from Hashem. Gezirah shavazu. One gezirah shavazu that the Hakamim said over, you say it's not from Hashemayim. Zehu kidavar Hashem baza. Wow. Dikduk, aserob, yeterot, kavahomer, all these things. Tanya Rabbi Meir Omer, Halomet Torah ve'eno medameda, guy learns Torah but doesn't teach it. Zehu devar Hashem baza. It's a bezeyon to the Torah. If it was important, you teach it. That's the pshat. Torah is in the ear. You hear Torah. Dvar Hashem has to be. Has to be where you hear it and then you say it over. So if you're not b'chayat Dvar Hashem, so it's bazaar. I mean, by not saying over the Dvar Torah. Rabbi Natan Omer, kol mi she'eno mashgiach ala mishnah, he's not careful on his mishnayot. That's Dvar Hashem baza, because the mishnayot are the key. Because if you don't have your mishnayot clear, you're not going to get the halachot correct. Zeh she'oseh kemo she'eno ikar, he doesn't make the mishnayot ikar. Rabbi Nehorai omer kol she'efshar la'asok b'Torah ve'eno osek. Potential. Someone has the potential to learn Torah, instead he's mitasek b'dvarim betelim. Dvar Hashem baza, en Dvar Hashem baza gadol mizeh. You're disparaging the Torah. Instead, you're going after entertainment and all the shtuyot of this world. Wow. And you have Torah, which is Hayah Netzach. And you have the ability to study Torah. You're not reaching your potential. Rabbi Ishmael Omer, Zeh Ovir Avodat Kukavim. That's obvious. Right? He serves an intermediary. Dvar Hashem Baza. Me'e Mashma'a. Where do you get that from? The Tanya Dabir of Ishmael. Ki Dvar Hashem Baza Zeh Amibazed Dibur Shneimado de Moshe Misinai. He's mebazeh one of the commandments that we heard from God at Sinai. And what is that? Anochi Hashem Elohecha. Lo yeh lecha Elohim Achadim al panai. The first two commandments. So that's Dvar Hashem, the word of Hashem that we heard at Sinai, the first two commandments. He goes and does Avodah Zarah. Dvar Hashem Bazah. Rashi, last Rashi on the page. Hainu Dvar Hashem, Dibur Shedibir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo Yisrael. Da Anochi, Velo yeh lecha Mepi HaGibura Shemanu. Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha Omer, Kol Amed Torah Ve'enu Chozer Adeha. He learns, but he doesn't review. Domed Adam Shezoreya Ve'enu Kotzer. Yeah, he plants, does all the work. He doesn't cut. What's the Torah in it? What do you get? There's no benefit for that. He's going to forget his learning. He's going to lose the whole thing. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Kol Amed Torah Umshakeha. Because he didn't review it. Not because he just forgot, because he didn't review it. Domel isha sheyoledet vekoveret. It's a waste of time. She gives birth, she goes through the whole process, and she buries the baby. I mean, it was all a wasteful exercise. The Yakima Omer. Zamer bechol yom. Zamer bechol yom. Sing it every day, sing it every day. Even if you know it. Hayam mesaded limudcha. Organize your limud every day, just review it. You know, like a song already. Wow. You sing it in this world, you'll sing it in Lama Ba as well. You'll sing it here, you'll sing it there. Meaning, Zamir Bechol Yom in this world, Zamir Bechol Yom in the next world. Amar b'Yisrak bar Abudimi, me'kerat shne'emar, nefesh amel am lalo, ki achaf alav pihu. What's a ukaf? Ukaf is like the saddle that's always on the donkey's back. So Gemara is saying, nefesh amel, he's amel in the Torah. His mouth is like the saddle of the donkey. It's always there. It's always moving. It's always there. It's constantly reviewing. That's who his nefesh amela amlalo. He's amal in the Torah in this world. The Torah works for him in the next world. Look at Mashiki. He puts the word of Torah in his mouth constantly. It's like a person reviews a song. right? And he reviews a song and he knows the song eventually. So too, if you review the Torah, eventually you know the Torah also, like you know a good song. Amar bil azar kol adam le'amal yul nibra. That's it. You were created to toil, to work. Shne'emar ki adam le'amal yulad. Okay, which type of work? Any yodeya im na'amal pe'en nibra, im na'amal melacha nibra. What type of work? Physical work? Verbal work? Yeshua omer, ki achaf alav pihu. Ade omer la'amal pe'en nibra. For the verbal. It says, ki achaf alav pihu. Ba'adan any yodeya im na'amal Torah, im na'amal si'ah. You were kind of verbal. Torah learning or just chatting? Yeshua omer lo yamus sefer Torah ze mepicha. Must be you were created for the amal of learning. All the bodies were created to work. Fortunate is the person that's okay, that his amal is in the Torah, because he is fulfilling the tachlit of the creation. David Rufteke, that his amilut will be the oraita in the learning. Rashi. Tuvial lidzake ashrav, the mish zakha vaya amalu v'terchom b'Torah. Another explanation. Rashi says, Rufteke is a long wallet where the people used to put their money in. So it says, Kol gufin nirtakin. All the human bodies are like wallets. You have to put things in it. Fortunate is the man that filled his body up with Torah. It's like the guy has a wallet filled with money. Fortunate, Druftake is a wallet. Okay, Pasuk says, but you have to learn Torah b'hatmada. Noef isha chasar lev. Now he has adultery but a lady without a heart. He learns sporadically. You know, he doesn't have a kiviyut. So he's like a guy that wants, he doesn't have a wife. He just goes from time to time and commits ni'uf with people. Doesn't have a set wife. Shne'emar, ki na'im. When is the Torah na'im pleasant? Ki tishmerim bibitnecha. When there'll be shamur in your heart. And when is that? Yekonu yahdav asifatecha. When the Divrei Torah is constantly on your mouth, not when it's sporadically being studied. As she says, "Lomet Torah defrakim ve'enu lomet tadir, tadir." Kimi she'enu isha ubor pe'amim zu pe'amim zu. He goes all over the place. He doesn't have a wife. Shema ki na'im ki tishmerim. Ema tei tishmerim betnechem. As when she yechavenu yahdav, u'yekonu yahdav asifatecha. Okay. Taru Rabbanan. We continue. Says in Bamidbar, "V'hanefesh asher ta'ase biyad rama." That's the megadif. He does it before Hesya, yad rama. Zem Menashe ben Hizkiya. It's the king Menashe. Shaya yoshev v'doresh b'agadot shel dofi. Wow. He would go in public. He was megaleh panim b'Torah. He was making fun of the pesukim. He was melagleg on the pesukim in public. Amar v'chilo ayah lo Moshe lechtov ela v'achot lo tan temna. What did Moshe have to write that pasuk for? That the sister of Lotan was temna. What do we learn from that pasuk? What do you need that for? Who cares? Meaning, who cares? V'temna ayta pilegish le'elifaz. Also, temna was the pilegish of Elifaz. Who cares to know that over there? Doesn't mean anything. Vayelech Reuben b'meket sir chitim. Vayimsad udim b'sadeh. Also. Well, what's extra about that? It's an important story, no? B'meket sir chitim.
That was during that time.
What do you got to tell me what season it was for? That's superfluous. Look at Rashi. Lo haya lo Moshe lechtov ela v'achot lo tan temna b'tmiyah. Did he have to write that pasuk? The Moshe sarichu v'chein haya melagnik v'omer shekatvo Moshe shlo letzorech. The Gemara is going to explain that's megaleh panim v'toshukala v'yekru ben harunam shlo letzorech. Yetzav bat kol ve'amra. Heavenly voice came out and told him. Pasuk says, "V'larasha amar Elohim alecha lesaper chukai." Who told you to speak my words? Teshev ba'achicha tedaber beben emecha tetendofi. Elle asita ve'cherashti dimita iyot eyecha mocha ochichacha ve'ercha le'enecha. Okay, so what was this whole story over? He told him. He told him like this. Teshev, when you're going to sit amongst the people, ba'achicha tedaber, you're speaking about your brother, divrei gnut, beben emecha, your own son, or your own brother, teten dofi, you're giving dofi, you're speaking, you're speaking ridicule. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is related to Menashe. Elle asita ve'harashti. If I'm going to keep quiet, God says to what you did, dimita yot eyecha mocha. You'll think that I agree with you. If I cannot keep quiet, I'm going to rebuke you and I'm going to punish you for your sins to your eyes. What does it say? Hoy moshkei avon bechavle hashav. Woe to those people that draw these sins to them with ropes, with thin ropes that don't have any strength to them. For no reason. Habarim shekal l'natekam, which means you have no reason to make these sins. You had no hana'ah from this. V'cha'avotot ha'agala hata'ah. The sin itself is a chavle hashav. Rashi? No Rashi. Meaning there was no benefit to do what he did in Menashe. It's time to make fun. And then there's other people that make sins, ka'avotot agala, that the sin is like a big rope. They pull the big sin upon themselves. Like they tied a rope to the cow, to the plowing. My ka'avotot agala, what does that mean, like the ropes of the agala? Amar v'yaseh, yetzarara b'tara domen l'chot shel kuchya, or kuvya. Like a spider web. Very, very thin string, the yetzarara, in the beginning. A little bit soft, and what ends up happening, it grows and grows and grows. You get used to the sin, you can't break it. It becomes like the ropes that you tie the cow. Originally, the first time a person sins, it's easy to break it. It's small, avon, the yetzirah is a light string. But it grows on him, he becomes addicted to the sin, it's very hard for him to pull away. Okay. So the Gemara says, once we got to this already, De'atan ala miha, achot lo tantem na mahi. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu write this pasuk? And now that you mentioned it, the sister of Lotan is Timna. So what? Timna, who is Timna? Bat Melachin Havayit. She was a daughter of kings. Dichtiv Aluf Lotan. Aluf Timna. Vechol Aluf, anytime it says Aluf in the Torah, Malchuta Belo Tagahi. It's a prince, but he doesn't have a crown. So, this aluf Timna on Lotan, they were princes. So when it says over Achot Lotan Timna, it's telling us what. Lotan ze yarash et serara mis Se'ir Abiv. Lotan's father was Se'ir. So Lotan became like an uncrowned prince. Abi kol mishpachat achori v'nimsa she'achotot Timna hayta bito shel melech. Okay. The sister of Lotan, Timna, was the daughter of a king. Bito shel melech. So what? So Gemara is going to tell you, so what? Bayal geyure, she wanted to convert. Bat etzel Avraham, Yitzhak v'Yaakov, she came to the Avot. Velo kablua, they didn't accept her. Halcha vayta pilegish Eliphaz ben Esav. She went to become a concubine to Eliphaz, son of Esav. Amra mutafte shifhal umazu. Better to be a maid servant to the family of the Avot, because Eliphaz is related to Avraham, Yaakov's nephew. Velote gibirah leuma acheret. Instead of being a mistress or a princess to the Horim ben Esav. So that's what's teaching you. Achot lo tan Timna. Timna was from Bat Melachim. And she opted to remain in the family of Avraham via Eliphaz instead of going back to the family of royalty. She says, Mutav shi yesh shifcha le'uma zu lebnei Avraham Yitzchak shein yir'e shamayim. Ah, yir'e shamayim. Ve'lo yeh geveret le'uma acheret. Ve'lachin na'asi peleg shi Eliphaz ben Esav. Shehem ezere Yitzchak. Let me stick to the Yiddish Hawaiian family. They won't accept me, so I gotta go to the closest thing. Nafak mina Amalek. Trivia. Timna married to Esav. Who's Timna, the mother of? Amalek. Netzarinu li Yisrael. Maitama dilo ebaye le lerachaka. Wow. They shouldn't have pushed her away. There's a claim against Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov over here. Because they pushed her away, she ended up going to Eliphaz, and Amalek came out. If they would have converted her, she would have been by us. That's probably why they didn't convert her, because they saw Amalek coming out of her. They saw what she was the potential. But still, there was a claim against the Avot. Very strange, because Avraham's business was to be Karev people. The Refesh Hashem Asu Baharan, so he was going out to Mekarev the people. Kanereh, he saw that Timna was unacceptable. Such an alone neshama, we cannot accept, only going to bring damage. He was right, look at the damage that Timna brought. All of Amalek's kohot are in Timna. But still, the Gemara says, they shouldn't have pushed her away. What should they have done with her? Not too sure. Back to the story of the Uven. He found Dudaim. What's the jasmine? The aphrodisiac. Amar Rav Yevruhe. That's what Yevruhe is. I skipped a line. Vayelech Reuven Mekitzir Chitim. Amar Rav Rabbi Yitzhak Amar Rav Mikan Letzadikim Shem Poshtim Yedem BeGezel. Letzadikim, they don't touch Gezel. He davka went after Kitzir, after the wheat was cut from the field. So now whatever's left in the field is hefker. So it's telling us when he went to show us that the king are careful not to take something that doesn't belong to them. Understand? What did he take? Dudaim, I do daim, amarav yabruche, type of herb, sema, because it has a smell. Levi amar sigle. The Biyonatan Amar Sabiske. Okay. Is she? Sigle Sabiske. Sabsuch. Minim Harim. Sigle Aikar Asabim. Minim Besamim. Tabe Besamim. Okay. All types of Besamim. Amar Rabbi Alexandri Kola Osek Maturah Lishma. Anybody that studies Torah Lishma. Shem Shamayim, Shem. What are your motives? Mesim Shalom b'Pamalia Shel Ma'ala, Pamalia Shel Mata. Creates peace between the angels in the heaven and the people on earth. Shem Emar, O Yahazik b'Ma'uzi. That's the Torah, the Ma'uz, the strength of God. Yase Shalom li, Shalom Yase li. Double Shalom. Shalom Ma'ala, Shalom Mata. Rav Amar Kilu Bana Pelterin Shel Ma'ala v'Shel Mata. It's like he built a palace in the heavens and on the earth. Shneimar v'asim devarei b'ficha. You put my words in your mouth. Upsir yadi kesiticha. I cover my hands with you. Lintoa shamayim v'lisod aris. You create the heavens and you create the earth. Which means you have a creative power when you study Torah. Creating the world. Yohanan Amar af megin al kol ha'olam kulo. You learn Torah, you protect the whole world. Shneimar upsir yadi kesiticha. Because Baruch Hu is magen on the whole world, b'schut lomdei Torah. ונביא אמר אף מקרב את הגאולה. Also brings the גאולה closer, שנאמר ונאמור לסיון עמי אתה. God will say to Sion, you are my nation. אמר השתקיש, כל המלמד את בן חברו תורה. You teach your friend son תורה, מעלה עליו הכתוב כאילו עשאו. It's like you created him. It's like you made him. שנאמר ואת הנפש אשר עשו בחרן. אברהם אבינו. The souls that they made in Haran. As she says, the Targum says, V'yat nafshatana d'sha'bidu le'oraita. How did he make these souls? He subjugated them to the Torah. And the Pasuk says, Asher asu b'Haran. It's like he made them. He brought up Ta'at Kafir Shekhina. Right, as she says, the Targumina d'sha'bidu le'oraita. B'Haran. V'karu le'asiyah. He made them. B'Lazar Omer, Ki'ilu asa'an le'devrei Torah. Wow. שנאמר לשמתם את דברי הבדית הזו ועשיתם אותם. Persons מחדש, says החדוש של תורה, God gives him the credit as if he created that part of Torah. You מחדש את דברי התורה, it's yours. שמתם את דברי הבדית הזו ועשיתם אותם, you made it. It's your piece of Torah. This is referring to Melamed et Ben Haverot Torah. If somebody teaches a friend son Torah, it's we give him credit as if he was Mashlim the Devrei Torah. He gets credit as if he made the Torah. What's Pshat? Saying the Pshat is, when you learn alone, you're not mechadesh so much. When you learn with somebody else through the pitpul, more hadushim come out. So when you're teaching your friend son Torah, it's like you're fulfilling the Torah. You're going to be mechadesh more. Therefore, you have a greater creative power because you're teaching it. As opposed to if you learn it yourself, you wouldn't be mechadesh so much. So it's like you made the Torah because you're studying it with somebody else. So therefore, you're going to get more divrei Torah. Rava amar kilu asa'o la'atzmo. Wow. שנאמר ועשיתם אותם. אל תקריא אותם אלא אתם. It's like you created yourself. What does that mean? Before you teach your friend son Torah, you're not considered an Adam. Only when you teach your friend son Torah, now you מחדש חדושים, now you're called Adam. Adam is called only when you מחדש. Wow. So you become created only when you start sharing. Guy's a selfish guy, keeps his Torah to himself, you're not even an Adam yet. Right. You're a selfish animal. You start teaching Torah to others, that's like you created yourself now. Now you reached your purpose. You're an Adam. Amar bi Abu, kola me'aseh et chavero dvar mitzvah. You cause your friend to do the mitzvah. Ma'adeh alav ha-katuf kilu asaha. You get credit as if you did it. Shnei Amar, God tells Moshe, take this stick that you hit the yor with. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't hit the yor, Aharon did. V'chim Moshe yikav al Aharon yikav. L'ma lecha, kol ha-me'aseh et chavero dvar mitzvah. Moshe Rabbeinu told Aharon to do it. He was the one that influenced him to do it. Ma'ali adam v'katuv k'idu asa'am. Very good proof. That's why God says the stick that you hit the yor with. He didn't hit the yor, but it's like he did it. Okay, you know what I want to know now? What is an apikoros? Apikoros. Rav Rabbi Hanina Amri Tarvayu. Zem bebezet tamid hacham. Straight out. Zem bebezet tamid hachamim. That's what Shulchan Aruch says also. Rabbi Yochanan ben Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi Amri. Zem bebezet chaveru bebezet tamid hacham. You embarrass your friend in front of a tamid hacham. That's a zazut retamid hachem. You wouldn't embarrass somebody if you really held the hacham as a big hacham. You only embarrass your friend in front of somebody that you don't treat so much. But if you had a big statue for the rabbi, you wouldn't embarrass your friend in front of him. Mishnah ba'adam adam adam v'zeh chaveru v'tetamid hacham api koros abi. Good. If you tell me a pikoros is somebody that embarrasses his friend in front of a rabbi, so megale panim shlo kalacham means we bevezet tamin acham. So we have a definition for each one of the terminologies. Megale panim is a guy that bevezet tamin acham, and a pikoros is somebody that embarrasses his friend. We have two terminologies. Elaman daman bevezet tamin acham atzva pikoros. But if you learn the court opinion, it says that the guy who's bevezet tamin acham is a pikoros. Megale panim b'tura kigon mai. What's megale panim then? What's that? Kegon Menashe bin Chizkiya makes fun of the Pesukim, like we just learned from Menashe. Ikadamati la'asefa. And some say like this. When it says Devar Hashem Bazan the Pesuk, Megale Panim Batorah. It's referring to Megale Panim. Rav Rechonam read Zem Bevezet Amin Acham. What's Megale Panim? Whole little story. Megale Panim is Bevezet Amin Acham. Rechonam Rebbe Yoshim and Nebiyam Zem Bevezet Amin Acham. That's Bevezet Amin Acham. Bevezet your friend in front of Amin Acham. Now we're defining a Megale Panim. We're not defining anymore pikoros for this version. Now we're defining a megale panim. Same machloket. Bishlamah lamanda amar bevezet amin acham atzmo megale panim batura avi. If you call it an opinion that says that a megale panim is somebody that's bevezet amin acham, bevezet amin acham, bevezet amin acham, pikoros. And the guy, therefore, that embarrasses his friend in front of the amin acham, he'll be called a pikoros. And lamanda amar bevezet amin acham atzmo megale panim batura avi. An opinion that says that if you bevezet your friend in front of the rabbi, that's considered megale panim. Baturavi, apikoros can go in mind. What is apikoros? Because apikoros is less than that. Apikoros is less than a megale panim. So if megale panim is mevezeh havero, apikoros can go in mind. We got to think something lower than that. Because mevezeh your friend is not as great as mevezeh to binacham. So you're calling that a megale panim, and epikoros is less than a megale panim according to this.
It can't be mevezet.
That's more than a megale panim. So what is epikoros according to this? Amri Rabbi Yosef Gon Hani Da Amri Maya Hanu Lam Da Banan. Oh, the famous Gemara. Like these guys that come along and say, "What do we need the rabbis for?" Lididu Karu. They read for themselves. Velididu Tanu, and they learn for themselves. Torah Shebichtav Torah Shebichtav. What do we need rabbis for? We don't have any benefit from them. You ever hear that before? And she says, "Ve'ha'enam yudim she'olam mitkayim alehim." They don't realize that the world stands on the Talmidei Chachamim. Amad Abaye, "Hay megale panim b'Torah namiu." That's also megale panim. A guy comes along and says, "We'll be benefiting." Dichtiv, "Im lo b'riti yomam v'layla." Pasuk. If it wasn't for the berita, we study day and night. So you see, the guy's megale, he's distorting the pasuk in the Nevi'im. That's megale panim b'Torah. He's going against the pasuk in the Torah. Amar Omer Yitzchak, "Mehachana mishma mina." We have another pasuk that shows you that the world stands on the Talmidei Chachamim, the Torah. Shneimar, "Venasati lechol hamakom ba'amuram." When God was going to destroy Sedom, He said, "I will sustain the whole city on account of them." Who's the account of them? The ten tzaddikim. See, the world stands on the Tzadikim. So this guy is going against Pesukim. So not only is it a Pikoros, but it's a Megale Panim Torah as well. It's Kofir, what's written in the Torah. So then we got to redefine our word for Pikoros. Because the way you explain that Pikoros, it's really a Megale Panim. A guy says, "Ah, what do we need rabbis for?" That's not a Pikoros. That's Megale Panim. He's going against the Pasuk of the Torah. So what is the Pikoros? Ela kegon diyativ kamer abe. The guy sits in front of his rabbi. Venafla le shmata beduchta achariti. Vamar achi amrin hatam. Velo amar achi amar mor. Chutzpah, the guy. What does he do? He's learning in front of his rabbi. And he remembered as he was learning something else that he learned from a different sugya. And he says, achi amrin hatam. I remember we learned it in that sugya over there, the same thing. He doesn't say, "This is what you taught us." Meaning he says, "This is what we learned." We're we. There's no we. You're putting yourself with the rabbi. "This is what you taught us somewhere else." Wow, guy slips up like that. He's a pikoros. Then the student shouldn't say, "That's what we learned." That's a we. Okay. And stop over here.
Perfect. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen. Wow, that's crazy.